Good afternoon, good afternoon, good afternoon. Great to have you right back here on the sunny side. Have you had lunch? I have had lunch. I mean, you can actually feel it in my voice, right? Yeah, there's a lot of groove right now. Because food has entered belly. And so energy is excess. Don't mind me. Okay, let's talk about posting children's pictures without seeking the consent of their parents. So yeah, a lady on Twitter the other day, she was asking people to tell her what to do. More like, I need clarification on how these things work. All right? So people, do tell. Is it okay if I post my siblings' children's pictures online without seeking consent or seeking their permission? And then people had to give her their responses. Some were like, no, you must get a permission first before you do that. Don't go around posting people's children's pictures online. Some people don't even like it. And some people, if you check well, they have not even posted a picture of their child. So you need to seek the consent, express permission of the parent. And then, of course, you have to, because whoever the parent is, right, whether it's the man who is your sibling or the woman who is your sibling, they need to also discuss with their own spouse. Because it might just be something that they have already had a discussion about and they've chosen not to do so. So, yeah. And then some other persons were like, well, you could do that if and only if they have posted a picture or pictures of their child online. And the only pictures you have to post online as well are the ones they have also pasted or posted. So don't post any other picture if it's not the same as the ones the parents of the child had posted online. So yeah, let's have that conversation. So here it goes. Are family members, or maybe your friends as well, are they allowed to post your children's pictures online without your express permission? Can they go ahead and post? Perhaps. I mean, this is holiday period, right? An auntie comes around, or the kids go to visit an auntie, an uncle, any family member, or a friend. And while spending time together with these people, pictures are taken, videos are made, and then out of excitement, someone chooses to post them online. Do they need to seek your consent? Do they need to call you? Hello? So yeah, that's my first question. And then the second one, for you now, do you even seek permission to post your siblings' or very close friends' children's photos online? And then the last one, this is also something I've come to realize. There are some people, because it's something I also do myself. There are pictures I can post on my WhatsApp status. And it's not getting to Instagram. It's not getting to Facebook or any other place. Just WhatsApp. Because I know that it's just a few persons who are going to see it. They're the people I want to see the pictures or that picture or that post. They're the ones that will see it. So is that a limitation for you as to what platform your child's pictures can be posted? Do you have that? Do you decide, okay, you can post my children's pictures only on Facebook, only on WhatsApp, only... Do you have something like that going for you? And then do you post your children's pictures online? A lot of questions, yeah? Just four. Come on. Relax. Let's talk. 070-0923-0923. 070-0923-0923. And then for WhatsApp messages, let's have them. 0809-030-6416. 0809-030-6416. La 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 la. All right, we're live on Facebook, so please head on to Facebook as well and drop your comments there. Nigeria Info 92.3 PH, and then you can tweet at Nigeria Info PH. Should friends and family seek your permission before posting a picture of your child online? And do you also seek the consent of the parents of any child whose picture you want to post online? Do you do that? Or does it not matter to you? I mean, if it's a family member, it's not a problem. They can always post our pictures, right? Because I trust that they will not post something sensitive online. They're not going to post pictures or nude pictures of my children. They will not do that. I trust that they're not going to post something inappropriate online. All right, Ozo Namani says, Constance, I don't really like posting my children pictures online for security reasons. So, all right. So does your family and friends know that you do not want your children's pictures online? Also, Francis, the question is for you. Because some people do not know and they just put up the pictures and then it's until you come across the picture and then that's the point when you now have to draw their attention to, you know, the fact that you do not actually do that. Because some people may have not even noticed that the pictures of your child they saw was in your phone. They might not even remember that they were holding your phone the day they saw those pictures. And somehow in their mind, they would think they saw it on social media. And so they would decide to post the ones they have. If you come across something like that, how does it make you feel? Or how would you engage the person? Would you tell them to take down the pictures? Take down the post? It is also something I've noticed people do. They might not necessarily seek the consent of whoever to post the pictures, right? Or maybe they do, and the go-ahead they get is blur their faces or cover their faces and post your picture. So perhaps you're celebrating the birthday of your friend who is an adult like you, but then in that picture, your friend posed with her children or with his children, but you really like that picture. And so you just... Or maybe that's the only one you just have. You could lay your hands on, right? So you want to post it. And then you have to use some emojis to cover the faces of the kids and put it out there. Do you do that? Do you even put that into consideration? There are people who do not. And there are people who do. So I want to know where you stand. 070-0923-0923. And then you can send me a message via WhatsApp to 0809-030-6416. 0809-030-6416. That's the WhatsApp number. Ozo Francis, you're asking.
Mega morning, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What's your name?
Yeah, you're speaking on Revita from Nkoro.
All right, you're welcome.
How are you doing?
I'm good.
Well, I never yet get what me, if I get, I'm not going to post them.
Why
you
now?
They're good for security reasons. And they might be looking for you. They don't get you. They'll go to the school premises, spring break period. You know, most children resemble their parents.
Mm-hmm.
It's not good to post your children's picture on social media. It's not, I'm not advising the parents. You please stop it. Thank you very much. God bless you. Make our money.
All right.
Make our money this year.
Amen. Dollar. All right, thank you very much. Hello. Ooh, all right. You might want to call back if you can. 070-0923-0923. Or better still, call these other numbers. 0817-923-0002. 0817-923-0002. Or 0817-923-0003. 0817-923-0003. And then Ozo Francis responded to my question. He says, I would not take it rightly with anybody who posts the picture of my child online without my consent. What is worth doing is worth doing well. Greetings, Constance. All right. Greetings to you too. Thank you. Hello. Hello. You are on. Do you want to talk to me? All right, all right. He's shy. What if it's a she? Well, please do well to call back. You don't have to be shy. All right. I know you were not shy. It's a network problem. So please call me back. 070-0923-0923. Good afternoon. As for me, I have limits. I don't post my aunt, uncle, or any relative on Facebook, or else they are aware, but I do post them on WhatsApp sometimes because I don't like people posting my pictures on Facebook. I prefer WhatsApp. Oh, interesting. What is your name? Good day, Constance. I recently posted my boss's kids' pictures and mine. I found out that the mom was very happy, but before doing that, I thought taking permission because they're not my kids. CP Ozuke from Ahoda East. Okay, that's interesting. So there are people who seek consent. Do you seek consent? Do you ask for permission? Can I post this picture online? See this picture of me and what do you call your children? Bobo? Or Mama? Or Sweetie? Do people call children Sweetie? I don't think so. Or maybe they do. Maybe. I don't know. Okay. So yeah, we're laughing about it right now, but there are people who will not laugh about it. You dare not put a picture of their child online if you have not heard from them, if they did not say go ahead. But of course, there are people who feel like, I mean, we're family, we're friends, right? So why should I be asking you for permission again to post? I beg you. Some people don't even think about it. They don't even consider it. They don't even think it's important to actually ask the parents of the child if it's okay to post the picture of their child online. So I said before now, some people have not even realized that the person who's close to them, the person who has a child, has not been posting this child's pictures online. And perhaps you have been visiting and then you've been watching the pictures on their phone. And somehow you forgot that it's not really online that you are seeing these pictures, or it's actually on this person's phone. And so you take pictures, selfies with the baby, selfies with the children, and then you post online. What if the parents get angry? What if they say take down the post? Are your people allowed, are people around you allowed to post pictures of your child without your permission? So I hear that in the US, as long as the person who took the pictures in a public location had permission to take the pictures or has permission of the person who took the pictures to post them, they can post them. But if you took the pictures, you own the copyright and can ask any site to remove the pictures based on your copyright. All right, that's over there though. You know, people actually make posters for different events, right? And then they go online fishing for photos. What if they come across that of your baby, that of your child, and they feel like, oh, this is fine, this is cool. We can use these pictures and for our design. How would you feel if you saw your kids' pictures on a poster? Whether for a school that is not even their school, or for some holiday, for some campaign, for anything, for whatever it is. And it's nothing that you are affiliated to. How would you take it? Are you going to write it off and say, well, after all, they're making my children popular? But you're not seeing the money. 0817-923-0002. 0817-923-0002. Good afternoon, Constance. The pictures online without a description mean absolutely no harm for me. But posting with description of parents and family must be done with proper permission. Lamb's Fidel. Oh, all right. I'm seeing another angle to this. So for you now, Lambs, it's about the description to the picture. It's not just about posting the pictures. If you post the pictures, oh, well, whatever. But the moment you start describing, this is the parent, Mr. and Mrs. Lambs Fidel. And then the children, Lambs Junior and Lambesta. I'm just giving names. Or Sarah. Any name, right? So that's when the person is looking for your trouble. Okay. So how about what platform they post those pictures? Does it matter to you? Does it matter if it's on WhatsApp or on Facebook or on YouTube or anywhere? Does it matter to you? Do you have that restriction in place? Okay, you can post, but please, only on WhatsApp. Don't post on Facebook. Don't post on Instagram. Don't post on TikTok. Don't post elsewhere. Only on WhatsApp. Or don't post on Facebook and the rest of them. You can post on Twitter. Do you have such? I don't know if people do, but I'm sure there are people who actually have that mindset as well. Good afternoon, Madam Constance. I see nothing wrong in doing that. Life goes on. Bakata from Ozoha community. Bakata, are you married? Do you have children? Please answer me. Nene Joyce Nwokoma says, I just noticed that some persons snap some innocent, beautiful girls, post them on Facebook without the girls' consents, tagging them as, okay, as prostitutes or girls looking for a sex mate. So bad. So this one is not for children. This is for the, what's it now? Pictures of maybe teenage girls or something. Yeah, I think some people actually do that. So they go to the person's profile and get some really steamy looking pictures and then decide to use it for whatever content they are creating. Yeah, there are people who also do that. So are your family and friends allowed to post your children's pictures online without your permission? That's the question. We'll be right back after this commercial break. Do stay tuned.
It's natural to have different ideologies. We tend to see things from different perspectives. So, share your views on the sunny side as we make room for philosophical, ethical, and thought-provoking discussions.
All right, welcome back now. 26 minutes gone past two. And we're still talking about posting pictures of a friend or a family member without their consent. Is it okay for you? Can your family and friends post a picture of your child online without your permission? Are they allowed to do that? Do they need to call you? Do they need to ask if it's okay? Or can you just go ahead with or without your consent? Before posting somebody's picture, I must seek the person's consent. It is not really advisable posting someone's picture online without seeking his approval. Thanks. Also, Francis, you're all over the place. He's on Facebook and now he came on Twitter. Interesting. Anonymous says, if there are no pictures of my wedding to an adult online, heaven, hell, God and the devil help anyone who puts pictures of my minor children online, because they are going to need all the help they can to survive me. Eliwa. Nigerians will say violent promax. Anonymous, you're not smiling at all. Says they're going to need all the help they can get to survive me. Okay, so I get this. If I do not have a picture of my wedding online, that's for you. That means you shouldn't post pictures of my children. It means if I'm not even letting the world know that I am married, then you shouldn't be the one telling the world that I've got kids. So you're jumping the gun. All right. Thank you, Anonymous. 0817-923-0002. 0817-923-0002. Or 0817-923-0003. 0817-923-0003. All right. You can also call this other number, 070-0923-0923. 070-0923-0923. Hello? Hello?
Yeah, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What's your name, please?
Okay, good name.
Okay, you're welcome. I'm listening.
Thank you. You see, it's based on an individual, your question you're asking. I myself, I don't like flashing things in social media.
Okay.
Regardless of the flag my children.
Hmm.
But some individuals, some people, they're liking them. When they see them drinking water, bottle water, they flash it. Drinking beer, they flash it. When they buy milk, they flash it. So it depends. Individual. So it's what kind of an individual. That is my
point. So what if someone posts pictures of your child online?
It depends on the person. Maybe if it is my own immediate brother or sister, maybe only the what they like is. It's not my own type. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you very much for calling, okay? So for okay, it doesn't matter if it's a family member so far. I'm not the one posting. I don't like posting. So you can post. You don't need my permission. Just go ahead. All right. So how about you? How does it work for you? Should they call you? Do they need your permission before they go ahead? Or does it not matter to you that your children's pictures are online without your permission, without your express approval? Let's talk. For WhatsApp messages, you can send them to 0809-030-6416. Hello?
Mr. Zion, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Mr. Zion. Go on.
If it is for my children, I will not permit that. Except maybe they were found in the group photo.
Oh.
That one is extreme. No. But other items, they're already doing it now. They normally do. What is it? Somebody don't come snap. They even do for window, the liquor pool, they for gate, they even snap. That is very funny. And the ones who manage to have access inside, you will see them at the door. Nothing. They won't go see one carry, you will chase them. As the children from the neighborhood or just passers-by, maybe. Okay, I just feel they just like the environment. They just like your gate, they like your compound. But not if my children know, no try them at all. Not even my wife, no try them. Anything that will be a direct link as in person. No, but if it is an anonymous object, no worry. If you carry and go, we carry and come back, no problem.
Okay, thank you for calling. Oh my goodness. All right, back to the messages here on WhatsApp. Let's see. If the pictures being posted is for a reasonable reason as a parent, I will not complain. But if it is jokes, it is bad. That's from Frank. Frank, what do you mean by jokes? Please help me understand, right? What do you mean by if it's jokes? Is it that the person was... maybe your child did something funny and then the person decided to post it online. Is that what you mean? Because I see a lot of people actually doing that. They're posting pictures, especially videos rather, of their children doing some funny stuff. They might not necessarily post a video or picture of the child on a normal day, but because the child has done something that they find funny, yeah, they make a video of it and then they put it online. Hello.
Hi, Constance.
Hi. What's your name?
Clement.
All right, Clement. I'm listening.
Okay, can we take this discussion a little bit further? Maybe you not thought of it.
The what part?
What about this brilliant child in this highly demand school where the child is doing well? Maybe they go on a vacation. And the school, I'm talking about the school now, posted the child's picture among other children's pictures. Maybe group photograph, maybe a camp where they took, when the child participated in a game and they want something that is making the parents proud. And of course, the child posted it. I mean, the school posted it. I just want to know, will the parents be angry that this my child that has won a ticket to go to the U.S. as a result of him participating in a school competition? Now the whole family is doing a vacation, and the school is promoting it on their platform, and of course, on all social media platforms. Will the parents agree, yes or no? Thank you.
Okay. I'm trying to understand what just happened, but thanks for calling.
Hello.
Good afternoon. What's your name?
My name is Kingsley. I'm calling from South Africa.
All right, Kingsley. Please go ahead.
Okay. So I've been listening to you with so much interest. My own is different, of course. Like my family, we post pictures.
Okay.
We definitely need permission from the other people. Like in case of birthdays, in case of maybe we have a new baby, marriage anniversary, things like that. We freely post pictures.
Okay.
But to my greatest surprise, there was something that happened last week.
All right.
It was my daughter's 7th birthday. So I was going through my niece's status on WhatsApp. So I saw one of the pictures that she posted that my daughter was twerking.
What?
I immediately called her and asked her why she posted that kind of picture. That you watched my daughter dancing, twerking. You video that and posted it on like that page. You don't put it down now. I was very angry with her. Just put it down. All right. So I think things like that should be monitored amongst family too.
Mm.
All right. But the bottom line is that we freely post pictures.
Okay. Okay. Thank you very much for calling. So even in that circle where everyone is free to post pictures and videos, well, there's still a limit to what is acceptable. So I was telling you the story of what happened. It was Lady J of Wazobia that shared with me. She went to MCN events, and then this little girl was twerking up a storm, and she had to call for the mother. The mother shows up, and the mother was... Okay, the little girl was twerking up a storm. What was the mother twerking up? A tornado. You know? So for someone like that, I mean, this man found it annoying and embarrassing to have a video online of his daughter twerking. I don't think that woman would have any issues. I mean, she will hail whoever, right? So children can try out things. When they see things, they want to try them out. But then, would you want to see that? Would you want the rest of the world to see? I mean, we live in the times where people take things that are happening inside their home as it is happening. They make a video and they put it online. I mean, that's how we got to find the video of a man querying his wife, who just put to bed, for not making food for his brother. And then that's how we also found a video of the young man, the little boy, whose mother was about to flog for doing something bad. And he was acting all funny and stuff, right? I heard they gave him a movie role or something. And so many other videos like that. So how about this child is, yeah, of course, being a child and trying some really nasty stuff. And then a family member decides to make a video and put it out there online. In your allowing pictures and videos to be posted online without anybody needing your consent, are you going to be okay with that? Oh, it's a child. And then the person decides to take a picture of your child naked and put it online. Now, you might be saying, no, now, nobody will do that now. Until someone actually does. How would you react in that kind of situation? Really, think about it. All right, so I'm seeing a very long one here. So let's read, shall we? My husband and children are among the most precious things in my life. Not the fame, not the money, nothing else. And everything I do, even the assignments I take, they must be safe. It's non-negotiable. If anyone does anything to endanger the things that are important to me, I will not take it kindly. Many years ago, the wife of a new head of M16 posted pictures of a family get-together on Facebook. In other words, here are pictures of everyone who is important to my husband in case you would like to pressure him. The reason we heard of it is that her entire account, not just the pictures, was removed from Facebook. As in, we didn't see the pictures. We heard about the event after it happened. All right, so this is for security reasons, I guess. That's another message, though, from Anonymous. All right, thank you. For your messages, you can send them to 0809-030-6416. 0809-030-6416. Perhaps your child is struggling to do something. Maybe they are yet to learn how to pronounce some words. And yes, these are things you guys are still working on. And then someone decides to make a video of it. And now tag it when you spend your school fees. I mean, when you spend so much money on your children. And this is how they turn out. And people will watch and laugh. How would that make you feel? All right, on Facebook, you can send those messages to Nigeria Info 92.3 PH. Are family and friends allowed to post your kids online without your consent? So we're talking about posting pictures of your siblings' kids without their consent, or your friends' kids without consent. For you, is it okay? Do you allow it? Is it admissible? Is it something that does not bother you if someone posts a picture of your child or videos of your child or children online without your express approval? So yes, let's talk. And then I remember I asked another question. What if you saw a poster? It might not necessarily be something bad. It might be something good. But a company decides to do whatever. Maybe an organization is having a children's thing and you see a poster, or maybe online or even physically, and you're seeing your children's pictures there, or maybe your child's picture. And this is not something that you are involved with or involved in. You don't know the organizers. You don't know anybody who is doing it. They don't even know you. But somehow, whoever the graphics designer was found your baby's or your child's picture online and decided to use it. Would you go looking for whoever the owner of the event or program is to find out why your child's picture is all over the place without your approval, without your consent? Or would you let it go? Talk to me. 0700923-0923. 0700923-0923. And 0817-923-0002. 0817-923-0002. Or 0817-923-0003. 0817-923-0003. You can also send a message on WhatsApp to 0809-030-6416. That's for WhatsApp messages only. Yes, you can also tweet at Nigeria Info PH. La 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 la. So what works for you? I just want to know. There are people who do not consider anything. For them, there's nothing wrong with it. You can post any of my child's pictures without my knowledge. You don't need my consent. You don't need my permission. You don't need my approval. You don't even need to let me know. Post them. What? Who am I? We don't have anything to hide. We're not rich people. We are not security people. We're just there doing our small business and at least managing our lives. Post something, Jerry. But there are people that it means a lot to them. like Anonymous, who sent me quite a long message about how it's a security breach if someone should post a picture of any member of her family, her husband especially, and her child or children. So how about you? 070-0923-0923-070-0923-0923. And then this person says, Constance, as you they call in the US, I they dream of reaching there so I can post it online. Sammy from Rumuwe, Rumuwe Kini. All right, Sammy. Thank you, Sammy. Sammy, may your dreams come true. He wants to be in the US so he can be posting pictures and tell people the Lord has done it. I'm now in heaven part one. Oh my God. All right, so let's see this message here. Good afternoon. It is wrong and unacceptable to post someone else's child's picture without his or her parents' express permission. Even school authorities ask parents' permission before using their wards or children's picture for school advertisements. Ikagu Etoke from Ozuoba. I think that answers the question that Clement asked. Yeah, that reminds me. Clement asked a question. He was asking if the school decides to put a picture up of a child who had done well and perhaps won some kind of award or a trip, you know, for the parents even. And the school decides to allow people to know that they are doing well and decide, and then they choose to post a picture of the child. That's on one hand. So he's asking if parents would be angry at that. Well, I think there are still parents who would not even want you posting a picture of their child as best student for security reasons, because they know you will put out the name of the child with the surname and that is going to give them off. So yeah, I still believe you still need the consent of the parents. Yes, your child is doing so well. We went on an excursion, or we went on a camp meeting or whatever, and your child did exceptionally well. I mean, we have videos, we have pictures. Can we put them out online on our platform? So you need the parents' consent to do that. Some people don't want anybody to know how good or how great their kids are. They just want that quiet kind of life. Yes, we have amazing children. They're doing wonderfully well. But no thanks. We don't want the whole world to know. At least not yet. Just when they are of age to decide. Yeah. There are parents who reason like that. They do not plan to put any picture of their child online. In fact, there are conversations online of whether it's okay to put out pictures of a child when this child is not of age to make such a decision, to choose if they want to be online. All right? So there have been such conversations and people have brought that up. So there are also parents who feel, okay, my child is not of age to decide if they want to be online, so I shouldn't be making that decision for them. I should allow them to grow up, get to the age of consent, and then they can choose. If they want to be all over the internet, that's their business. If they don't want to, awesome. So there are parents who do not even choose for their children to post their pictures online. How much more you, who is not the parent? So how about those people who like to take pictures of children in public? Oh, this child is so cute. She's so cute. And then you take a picture. Perhaps the parents are not around. Or maybe from where you are seated, the parents are not, you know, facing you. And then you take a picture of the child and you're posting it online to say whatever. Maybe the child is making faces. I mean, kids are awesome, right? I know you make videos, take pictures, it's online. And you don't even know if the parents are okay with having the face of their kid online. So, yeah. Hey, I'm still taking your calls and I'm still reading your messages. So yeah, let's hear from you. 070-0923-0923. 070-0923-0923. And you can also send a message via WhatsApp to 0809-030-6416. 0809-030-6416. Or you can also call 0817-923-0002. 0817-923-0002. And 0817-923-0003. 0817-923-0003. La 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 la. La 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 la. All right, just a quick reminder here. We have the News Rivers today coming up at 3 p.m. And of course, after that, we will have Hard Facts with Dayo. All right, so this is more like to also let you know, all right, in case you do not find any issues with posting of your children's pictures online, it doesn't matter who does it. Some people actually do not take it lightly. They will not be nice if they find you doing that. All right, don't say, not only you born children, just like some people, some young men would do. You see a young woman, you don't even know who she is. You're tapping her. You want to hold her hands. And she says, leave me alone. You say, nah, I beg you. Not only you find some amazing people on this earth, though. Isn't that just a child? Are you the only one that has beautiful children? In fact, my uncle has, yeah, your uncle and your aunt and everybody in your family, they can have angels. But leave this person's child alone. Take their picture off your social media. They don't want to have their child's picture on social media. They don't even want to take in pictures of their child. Oh, your child is so cute. He's so cute. She likes me. She likes me. You're carrying the child. You're taking pictures of the child. You're posting online. Please. All right? Learn to ask people if it's okay to put out a picture of their child online. It is very, very important. Now, there's a difference between seeking permission and informing the person. Some people would inform. They're not seeking permission. They're not asking if it's okay. They're just telling you. What's the word now? I put a picture of your... I snapped your child. Two of us, we snap photo. I took a photograph of your daughter. She's so cute. I took a photograph of your son. Oh, he's so cute. I shared it on my WhatsApp status and almost see the comments now. Come and read. You did not ask for permission. You're just informing the person. It's not the same thing. And if the person is not smiling, don't take it to heart. All right? Eric Chuk says, Constance, I doubt if anyone can stop unconcerned photographs. There are persons who go about taking photographs, more so in the US. Oh, well. We might not necessarily stop it, but we might as well inform people that it is not okay to do that. That's just it. Seek consent. That's what I'm saying. You have to. Don't just inform. Get permission before you go ahead. That's the thing. Hello.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Hello.
This is Dakuku from Apokiti.
Hello, Dakuku, you're welcome.
You see this issue you are talking about? If I say, if I don't even like it, it's not good. Are you getting my point? Somebody cannot take somebody's photograph and put it on the air. Seen that picture, it's not good. I don't admire that. Anybody that did it for me, I don't even like it. Any man who say that, don't take a picture and push, the man is correct. If you want to take your phone, unless the person permitted you to take his picture and post it on the air, he can post it. He cannot post another person's picture without confronting him or whatever. It's not good. If anybody finds it, I take that person to police. They arrest him and get him to court. I'm just telling him. Thank you.
Yeah, well, he's not taking it lightly. We're going to court like this. Wow. All right, Dakuku. Hi, you're welcome. Good afternoon.
Yeah, I'm Gabriel.
All right, go on.
you know, this issue is talking about almost getting me mad. When I give birth to my daughter, like, my plan was not to put her on social media for like a year. Maybe I'll post her birthday, then I'll put her on social media. But if I know my sister already posted a picture on social media, and I was like, why did you do that? It's normal. And I said, it's not normal. It's looking for my permission before you did it. So, like, I don't like it. It's not really good.
Oh, wow. Thank you very much for calling. So here you go. That's someone whose sibling decided to do what they felt is normal. I mean, everybody is doing it. You see children's pictures online. People post the picture of their children online, of newborn babies online. But have you found out if the person you are with feels okay or is okay with doing the same thing? That everybody is doing something does not mean that everybody is actually doing it. Yeah, sometimes we actually get carried away with everybody is doing it. Not really relaxed to find out if the people around you are doing it. Right? Okay. So commercial break, and then I will say my goodbyes. Just stay tuned. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. All right, welcome back now. So yes. It's about time we say goodbye, right? Do I have any messages that I need to read before I leave? Just checking here and there and there. I've read everything. All right, good. So yeah, thank you very much for being a part of the conversation today. From when we talked about civilians attacking security agents, and yes, this particular conversation we just had as well about seeking consent of a parent before posting a picture of their children or their child online. So I can deduce that the conversation today has just been on doing the right thing, right? Yeah. Yeah, that's the thing. So someone actually says that what one thinks is right is not always the same as what others think is right. So that's the thing. You might be saying it's normal. Everybody's doing it. Be sure to find out if that's what's right. Oh, the security agents, they are getting involved in illegalities. That's why people are nyo. Is it okay to attack them? That's what you should ask yourself, right? All right. Thank you so much for being a part of the conversation today. I'll see you tomorrow. Remember, follow us on social media, Nigeria Info PH on Twitter, Nigeria Info FM _PH on Instagram, and Nigeria Info 92.3 PH on Facebook. And then we have a website, www.nigeriainfo.fm. All right. I, Constance Mega, on Twitter, and Constance Mega on LinkedIn and Instagram. I'll see you when I see you. God bless you.